Okay, good morning again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. So last time we had an interesting shiur, very interesting shiur, about the power of the double aspect of blessing on Shabbos. The point of departure for last time's shiur was that the word Beirach, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi, God blessed the seventh day, and we quoted from the Sefer short and sweet on the parasha that Beirach indicates that everything about a blessing is doubled. Beis is double of the letter that becomes four, that comes before it, Aleph. Resh is double of the letter that comes before Kuf, and Chaf is double of the letter that comes before Yud. So Shabbos encompasses this aspect of doubling, and we gave many, many examples of how Shabbos is double. There's a double neshama, there's a double loaf of bread, there's double korbanos, there's double tefillos, something that we spoke about. If you remember during the course of this year, if you do not remember, you could go back and listen to YU Torah. So a question came up. Actually, our hostess slash generous shiur sponsor who wishes to remain anonymous, which is why I do not publicly thank her, but we all thank her very, very much, her and her family, for their commitment to these Divrei Torah that we share, Baruch Hashem, and Shabbos Chuyos Latova to her and her entire family, for only Besoros Tovos and Nachas and Brios, so, and Shafa Bracha. So in the middle of the shiur, she direct messages me, and she said, isn't it if Israel keeps two Shabbosos like they're supposed to, Mashiach will come? And if you recall, I said, oh, I think it's if they keep one Shabbos. And I wasn't sure if it was one or two. I'll tell you the truth. Also, I'm sure many of you know the song. I don't know if it was Avram Fried or Mordechai Ben David, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join it with me. We'll sing a dance to the sky, let our feeling so high, we'll know it's all, it's true, come and join us too. Then there's a famous song, just one Shabbos. So the question is it one Shabbos or two Shabbosos, and how does that fit with the theme of last time's shiur? So there are a number of online listeners who reached out to me with different sources and places. So what's interesting is that, okay, so our shiur series sponsor and hostess asked me, is it if we keep two Shabbosos, this theme of Shabbos being double, Mashiach will come? And I said back in the course of the shiur, which you could go here online, said I think it's if we keep one. And we left it that I wasn't sure. Online listeners did reach out to me. Guess what? There's a source that says if we keep two, Shabbos will come. And then also there's a source that says if we keep one, Shabbos will come. So in a sense, both comments last time were correct. Yes, if we keep two, the Gemara says the Mashiach Shabbos Kuf Yod Ches Amar Beis, and Mashiach will come, Ben David will come. And however, we're going to begin in the Medrash Shemos Rabbah. So, you know, when we had that Machokas a little last time, of course, the Shem Shemayim, or that uncertainty, and then there were multiple online listeners, and I thank them very much, who reached out to me, telling me they came across this source. So I decided to look into a little bit more, and I decided to prepare this shiur that will resolve this kasha. Is it one or two? And like we'll see, there's no real resolution, because the answer is, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim Heim. There are Shivim Torah, and there's those who say like this and those who say like that. So we're going to begin in Medrash Shemos Rabbah to Parshas Bishalach. Actually, let me just get it up here on the screen for you. One second. Okay. Let me screen share with you. Okay, so I assume that you could see here I'm in Medrash Shemos Rabbah Chaf Hei. Yes? Okay, very good. Okay, so first of all, to prepare this shiur, I use my Medrash Shemos Rabbah. Okay, but it's just easy for me. If you want to follow along on the screen, you can see it as well. I'm using Medrash Shemos Rabbah, Art School Elucidated Set. So Amar Rabbi Levi. So the kasha was last time, Shabbos is Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi. Beirach indicates a doubling. Beis, two, double of Aleph, one. Resh, 200, double what comes before. Kuf, Chaf, 20, double what comes before. 10. And we gave all those examples of how Shabbos, in fact, indicates a doubling of blessings. So the Medrash tells us, Amar Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Levi says, Im mishamim Yisrael eso Shabbos kira'ui, if Israel would keep Shabbos appropriately, properly, afilu yom echad, even one Shabbos day ben David ba, Ben David will come, and the article footnote, okay, we're not gonna go there. The article footnote refers us to the source where it says that if we keep two Shabbosos, Ben David will come, and we are going to get to that source, and that is in Masechah Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Okay, but we're beginning in the Medrash. So the Medrash tells us that if Israel would be Mishomer Shabbos, Mishamer Misos Shabbos, we must be Shomer Shabbos Jews, Kira'oi, appropriately, Afilu Yam Echad, even for one Shabbos, Ben David will come. Lama? Why? Why if we keep just one Shabbos and we'll all be free? Why is that correct? Shehishkula keneged kol hamitzvos. Because the Medrash says that Shabbos is equal to all other mitzvos. So if we keep one Shabbos appropriately, it's like we're keeping all the mitzvos. And if we keep all the mitzvos, then of course Ben David would come. V'chein hu amar, like the pasuk says, kihu elokeinu, he is our God. V'anachnu am mariso, we are the flock of, we are the nation of his flock. V'tzon yado, and the flock of his hand. Hayom im bekolo tishma'u. Today, if you will listen to his voice. And the Gemara says, I do not recall the source, but the Gemara says on that pasuk, Hayom im bekolo tishma'u. The Gemara says, Hayom, Mashiach will come today. When? Im bekolo tishma'u. Mashiach is ready to come every single day. Hayom. He's ready to come today. But it's contingent upon im bekolo tishma'u. If you listen to his voice, then Mashiach will come. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to quote the article footnote. The verse shows that if we obey God's commandments for even one day, we will be worthy of being redeemed. We will become his flock and his sheep. Amariso vitsono, we are the nation of his flock. We are his sheep. It does not relate to Shabbos specifically. This pasuk from Tehillim, Tzadihei, is not related to Shabbos specifically. However, since, as the Medrash has taught us, Shabbos is equal to all the other mitzvahs combined, it follows that if we observe Shabbos properly, we will be redeemed. Why? Because if you keep all the mitzvahs, then Mashiach will come. So if we keep one Shabbos perfectly, then that is equal to all the mitzvahs, then Mashiach will come. Continues the Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yeruchan. Okay, so the first source we're doing is teaching us that the answer is it one or two Shabbosos and we will be redeemed? The answer according to this Medrash is it's one Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu says to Kaisar, Afal Pishan Asati Kitzba Lekeit Sheyavo Bein Osim Teshuva Bein Sheein Osim Bo Nasa Hiba. So the Kosh Baruch Hu says, Afal Pi, even though Shana Sati Kitzba Lekeit Sheyavo, I gave an appointed time when Mashiach will come. That's what Yaakov Avinu, when he was on his deathbed, he asked his sons, Hey Asfu Va'agidu Lechem Es Asher As a share, yeah, but achris hayamim. And Rashi says there, what did Yaakov say to his sons when he told them, gather around the bed, I will tell you what will be at the end of days. So Rashi says, bikesh Yaakov lagalos as haketz. Yaakov wanted to tell his children, the shvatim, when the ketz, when the end would come. There is an appointed, now, vinistal kamimen, it was hidden from him, but there is an appointed time when the end will come. So Kosh Baruch says, I assigned an appointed time to the ketz. I said, when the geula will come, bein osim teshuva, bein she'ein, Osin, whether people do teshuvah or whether they do not do teshuvah, but ona sahiba. Mashiach has to come at a certain time. God appointed a certain time. This is when it's going to come. Whether the people do teshuvah, whether they don't do teshuvah, it's going to come when God said it's going to come. That's what Yaakov wanted to tell us on his deathbed. Bikesh Yaakov legalos es haketz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it from him. However, im osin teshuvah afilu yam echad. If Kaisel does teshuva even one day, which is a reference to this idea of keeping just one Shabbos, ani mevi oso shelo banasa, Hashem says, I will bring it not in its time. So if you do teshuva even for one day, i.e. keep one Shabbos, of course Baruch Hu promises that Mashiach will come even when it is not in its time. Have hayam im bekol tishmu. What is the proof that Hashem will, oops, I didn't mean to do that. What is the proof that Hashem will bring Mashiach earlier than its appointed time if we do one mitzvah? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, hayam, it's coming today. But that's contingent upon im bekol tishmu. So if we keep today's Erev Shabbos, Rosh Shabbos and Tammuz, today's Beis Tammuz, and we are in the month of mourning for Churban and Geula and Galus. We're mourning for Churban and Galus, and we are longing for Binyan and Geula. What is it contingent upon? So if we don't want to do Teshuvah, so we have to wait. We have to wait it out till the Ketz comes. But if we do Teshuvah and keep even one day, i.e. one Shabbos, perfectly, Mashiach will come. Okay, Kshem Shematzinu Shal Kol Mitzvos Ben David Ba, and the Medrash says, and just like we have found that if we keep all the mitzvos, Ben David will come. Okay, so that makes sense, right? If we keep the Torah perfectly, Vayam Shemot Tushmu al Kol Mitzvos Esher Nochi Mitzavcha Eschem Hayam Vayam Shemot Tushmu al kol mitzvosai, and all the blessings will follow. So if you keep all the mitzvos, Ben David will come. Al shmiras yom echad shel Shabbos, Ben David ba. It's very befeirish. Al shmiras yom echad shel Shabbos. If Klal Yisrael keeps even one Shabbos, like we are supposed to, since Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvos, Ben David ba, it will be as if we are keeping all the mitzvos. And I think that was really the foundation of the Shabbos Project, which came out of South Africa, I believe. It's founded the Shabbos Project on this idea that if we reach Jews all over the world, and we have all Jews keeping even one Shabbos, redemption will come. So the Medrash says it beferish, Al shmiras yom echad shel Shabbos ben David ba, lafisha Shabbos shkula kenega kol mitzvos. That's undoubted, okay? So it's very interesting. Last time when the sponsor direct messaged me, and she said, I'm not quoting her because she doesn't want to be acknowledged, she wants to do a beseser, but Tizki the Mitzvos and the Maisim Tov and the Bona Shalom knows who she is. She said to me, isn't it two Shabbosos, Mashiach will come? So I said, I think it's one. I remember saying, I think it's one. And she thought it was two. So the answer is there's a source this way and there's a source that way. I just spoke last night in a shir on Machlokas Shehi L'Shem Shemayim, which is when you seek the truth. So what's the truth? The truth is there's a source for both. If you keep, you see it, Mamash, right here. We're in Medrash Shemos Rabbah, Parsha Chav Hei Simen Yod Beis. It's the Befeirish. Al Shmiros Yom Echad Shal Shabbos Ben David Ba, Lafisha Shabbos Gul Kenegar Kol Mitzvos. Sin Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvos. If we keep one Shabbos perfectly, which I believe was the whole purpose of the Shabbos project that came out of South Africa, Ben David Ba. Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Avina. Rabbi Elazar Bar Avina says, "Matzinu b'Torah b'Nevim uveksuvim sheshkula Shabbos kenega kol mitzvos." Look how important Shabbos is. We have a source, says Rabbi Elazar Bar Avina. We have a source in all of Tanakh, in all the sections of Tanakh. We have a source in Torah, which means Chamishim Mechulim Shei Torah. We have a source in Nevi'im, and we have a source in Kesuvim, that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvot. So that's how important Shabbos is. If you keep Shabbos properly, imagine the godless of keeping Shabbos properly. When we keep Shabbos properly, it is equal to all the mitzvot of the Torah. Do you know why that's so gevaldik? Because no person can fulfill all the mitzvot in the Torah. There's not one person in the world who can fulfill all Tariag mitzvot. Why not? Because some mitzvot are only for Kohanim. So if you're not a kohen, you can't fulfill those mitzvos. And some mitzvos are only for a melech. So if you're not a melech, you can't fulfill those mitzvos. And some mitzvos are only for men. So if you're a woman, you can't fulfill. And some mitzvos are only for a woman. So if you're a man, you can't fulfill. So, and some are only for dayanim. And if you're a dayan, you can't fulfill. So what does that mean? It means that Klal Yisrael, every individual in Klal Yisrael can never keep all parts of Torah. So Rabbi Zavlov makes a funny joke when he talks about this inyan. He says it used to be that, he said, so not everyone can fulfill the mitzvahs. He says today it's possible to be a man and a woman and a kohen and a dayan and anything else you want to be all wrapped up together. My husband and I were driving yesterday and we saw, or 2 days ago, and we saw, I think it was a Toyota or Nissan, whatever it was, a small, like compact car, and it had a bumper sticker that said, I identify as a Maserati. So we were smiling. The car was in front of us. We had a Radayin and this, this little sedan, and it says, I identify as a Maserati. But Maisa, you cannot keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah because you're not a man and a woman and a kohen and a king and a dayan and a farmer. The farmer keeps Shemitah and someone else who lives, does not. But you can't keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But if you keep one Shabbos properly, it's as if you kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Look at the godless of Shabbos. It elevates you to a position that normally you can't do at all. And we have a proof from the Torah, from the Nevi'im, and from the Ksuvim that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvos. But Torah minayin, how do you know from the Torah that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah? Moshe forgot, so to speak, to give Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Shabbos. Hashem said to him, "Ad ana ma'antam lishmar mitzvosai. Until when will you refuse to observe my commandments?" And then Ma'akasiv Acharav, what does it say right after? Ru'u ki Hashem nashan lechem es haShabbos. So Hashem says to Moshe, why didn't you tell Klal Yisrael about Shabbos? This is before Matan Torah, by the way. Shmos Tes Zayin is in Beshalach. It's by Mara that people got Shabbos. But this is before, and then the manna comes down, and then they have halachas about Shabbos in regard to the man. So this is before Matan Torah. So it's not that Moshe forgot to tell Zacharis Yom Shabbos Akacho. Shabbos was given to us when the man fell, and even before that at Mara and Parshas Beshach. So Hashem said to Moshe, Ad anam me'antam lishmer mitzvosai. Until when have you refused to observe my mitzvos, plural? What is that referring to? It's referring to all the mitzvos. But then Hashem says, Ru'u ki Hashem nason lechem es Shabbos, right? After the Torah says, see, Hashem gave you Shabbos. So you see from this juxtaposition of Pesukim, Lishmor mitzvosai, to guard all of my mitzvos, is equal to the next Pesuk. What's the next Pesuk? Hashem gave you Shabbos. Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvos of the Torah. But Nevi'im Minayin, how do you know from Nevi'im that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah? So the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vayimaru bi Beis Yisrael, the house of Israel rebelled against me, b'midbar, in the desert, b'chu kosai lo halachu, they did not go in my chukos, maksiv acharav, what does it say right after? And they profaned my Sabbaths. So Hashem says, the Beis Yisrael in the desert did not rebel against me, they did not go in my statutes, in my ways, plural. Immediately after, it says they profane my Sabbaths. So this juxtaposition of psukim, of context, of topics in Yechezkel teaches us that Shabbos, if you profane Shabbos, it's like you profane all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So if you keep Shabbos, if you're shomer Shabbos, kara'ui, it's like you keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah, ben David will come. If you're not shomer Shabbos, kara'ui, rechman alatzan, it's like you profane all the mitzvahs in the Torah, as per Yechezkel, perichal, pasuch of Aleph, and then God forbid we push ben David away. But ksuvim minayin, so we had a proof from Chomish, that Shabbos equals to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, a proof from Nevi'im, specifically Yechezkel. And now the Medrash continues, B'Ksuvim, we also have a proof in the Ksuvim. And where's that from? Nechemiah, Shenemar, V'al Har Sina Yeradata V'Dibarta Imahem. The Pasuk says in Nechemiah, and upon Har Sina you descended, Kaviyachos, if God descends, and he spoke to them. Maksiv Acharav, what does the very next Pasuk in Nechemiah say? V'ez Shabbos Kodshecha Hodata Lehem. So the juxtaposition of Pesukim from Nechemiah, Perek Tes, Pesukim Yud Gimel 3 Adal, teaches us first, the Pasuk says, and you, God, descended upon Har Sinai and you spoke to them. What did Hashem say? What does it say right after? It doesn't say you give us the Aseres HaDibros. It doesn't say right after that you gave us 613 mitzvahs. It says, Ve'Shabbos Kodshecha Hodat Lam, you made known your holy Sabbath to them. Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. So Kodosh Baruch Hu, Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. So Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Im Tizku Lishmor Shabbos, if you will be zoche to guard the Sabbath, and Tizku Lishmor Shabbos, I think of Tizku differently now. I mentioned it, I don't know what shir, but I heard Rabbi Zavlav say a few weeks ago, interestingly, what does it mean to be zoche? Okay, we say after we read the chapter in Pirkei Avos, Ratzah Kosh Baruch Hu Lezakus Es Yisrael, Lefichach Yerbalem Torah Mitzvos. I could apply this to Shabbos as well. Ratzah Kosh Baruch Hu Lezakus Es Yisrael, Lefichach Yerbalem Torah Mitzvos. Hashem wanted to bring Zuchuyos to Klai Yisrael, therefore he gave them a lot of Torah Mitzvos. But Rabbi Zavlav said something else. He said, Lezakus is from the word Zach, as in Shemen Zayis Zach. Zayin Chof, the root word of Zakot, is also Zach. Zach means pure. So Rabbi Zavlav said, when we say Ratzah Kosh Baruch Hu Lezakus Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted not only to give Zuchuyos to Klai Yisrael, to make them pure. Ratzah Kosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to purify Klal Yisrael. Lafichach Yerbalem Torah Mitzvos. Therefore, because Hashem wants us to be purified, he gave us Torah Mitzvos. So we could say, based on that, right here in the Medrash, Im Tizku Lishmar Shabbos, if you'll be zoche to guard the Sabbath. But we can also say, if you will become purified by being Shomer Shabbos, through keeping even one Shabbos, we will all become purified. And if we become purified, kira'ui, then ben David ba. Im tizku lishmar Shabbos, ma'ala ani aleichem ki lishmartem kol mitzvah shebetorah. If you will be, on the one hand, zocha, meritorious to guard Sabbath, then I will consider, says Hashem, like you kept all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But alternatively, based on the chiddush by Rabbi Zavlev, we could say, im tizku lishmar Shabbos, if you will become purified, Shaman Zayis Zoch is pure olive oil. If you become purified and guard the Sabbath, then of course, once you're purified and guarding the Sabbath, Ma'ala ani aleichem kilu shmartem kol ha-mitzvah shebetorah. I will consider it like you kept all the mitzvahs in the Torah. However, ve'im chilaltem osa, if you profane the Sabbath, mechalal et ha-shabbat, ve'er mechalal Shabbos, chalal is doesn't mean transgress. That is la'avor avera. Okay, if you're talking about the actual root word, chalal means to profane. Chilul, yimeachol. What's yimeachol? Weekday. We translate it as weekday. Profane days. What's yimeachodesh? holidays. If you make Shabbos like a weekday, also, if you make Shabbos profane, if you make Shabbos like a Yemei Chol, if you make Shabbos like a weekday, going back to Rabbi Zavlef again, which is something that I heard him say a few years ago, okay, Chilal, Chalal, Chalal is from the root word hollow. A Chalil, he said, a flute is called a Chalil because a flute's hollow inside. Isn't that interesting? A Chalil is a flute. I once again shows you the beauty of Sharashim and Lashon HaKodesh. A Chalil is a flute. Why is it called Chalil? Because it's hollow. Hollow inside. So what could it also mean to be Mechalel Shabbos? It could mean that Shabbos is hollow. It's just like an empty shell. It looks like there's a Sabbath, but unfortunately there might not be anything there if we do not observe it properly. So this passage in the Medrash, we are interpreting according to a number of ideas. I heard Rabbi Zavlev say Shlita in two different shiurim years apart. One is what I heard recently, in Tizku Lishmar Shabbos. If you will be Zoche to keep the Shabbos, if you will be purified and keep Shabbos Kira'oi, then, Ma'ala Ani Alechem Kirishmartim Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Look at the beauty of keeping Shabbos Kira'oi. It's as if you kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah. You can never keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Unless you're a man, woman, king, Dayan, Kohen, Levi, all wrapped in one, you cannot keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's simply impossible. But there is a way to be as if you kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Look how important Shmir Shabbos Kerui is. If you guard Shabbos appropriately, it's as if you kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Im tizku lishmar Shabbos. If you are meritorious to guard the Sabbath, also im tizku lishmar Shabbos can mean, according to Rabbi Zavlef, if you are purified. Shamazai is zoch. So let's purify ourselves to keep Shabbos appropriately. Then it's as if we keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Then, of course, Ben David will come. Because once the Kaiser is keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah, Mashiach will come. On the other hand, v'im chilal temosha, what does it mean to be mechalal at Shabbat? What does it mean to be mechalal Shabbos? It doesn't say la'avar at Shabbos. We don't say if you are doing averus on Shabbos. That's a different word. Chilul Shabbat means to make Shabbos profane. It means literally to make it like the weekday. We have Yemei Chol and Yemei Kodesh. And chilal temosha Shabbos means you took the status of Shabbos and you demoted it, Rachman al-Tzan, to make it like a Yom Chol. If your dress, your levush wasn't appropriate, if your speech wasn't appropriate, if your food was not elevated for Shabbos, if you didn't have lecha mishnah, if you do certain things to be mechalal at Shabbos, now obviously it means to transgress and not keep the mitzvahs appropriately, but the real idea is that you're making it like a weekday. And it's no different than Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, I'm just doing the exact same things that I did. And there's no sanctity, then it's profane. But I did hear Rabbi Zavav say a number of years ago that chilal is also from the root word hollow, halal, hollow shell, which is why food is called a chalia. So what you could say is that you're making Shabbos like a hollow shell. It's a facade. It looks like there's a Shabbos, but it's not being kept properly. And then in chilal tamis a Shabbos, so what happens? Ma'ali ane ma'ala ani alechem kilu chilal tam kol mitzvos. Then Hashem says, it's as if you have profaned all mitzvos of the Torah. So if you keep one Shabbos, Ben David will become, because you've kept all the mitzvos of the Torah. But if you smash Shabbos, transgress Shabbos, make Shabbos no different than every other day of the week, I go to the beach on Shabbos, I go to the beach. Every other day of the week, I drive my car and listen to whatever music I'm listening to on the radio, and I go to the bar and I do the same thing on Shabbos, and Shabbos is like chol, and there's no kedusha in your life. Then you, it's as if you profaned all the mitzvahs of the Torah, then of course Mashiach's not coming. The Chenu Omer, and so it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shomer Shabbos mechalalo v'shomer yado me'asos kol ra. So the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, which I just want to make sure I'm Shomer Shabbos. So, the pasuk begins with, praiseworthy is the man, which the Medrash does not quote here. Praiseworthy is the man who guards the Sabbath against desecrating it. Shomer Shabbos mechalalo. He is a person who is Shomer Shabbos mechalalo to ensure it will not be desecrated. V'shomer yado me'asos kol ra. He guards his hand from doing any bad. So what Yeshayahu tells you is you are fortunate if you are Shomer Shabbos and don't profane it. And you guard your hand from doing anything bad. Be'esha adam Shomer esha Shabbos. At the time that a person is Shomer Shabbos, when a person keeps Shabbos, goes there gzeira, the kosh baruch hu mekayma. Unbelievable medrash. This is an unbelievable medrash. I thank all the people who listened online and reached out to me saying it's one Shabbos, it's two Shabbos, two Shabbos, it's one Shabbos. So the real true answer is to our discussion last time, it's both. we're going through first the source that teaches us if we would keep one Shabbos appropriately. But you see how important the source is. It's not only about keeping one Shabbos, it's teaching us the vital importance and lifeblood of Shabbos to Knesset Yisrael. Be'esh Adam Shomer Esa Shabbos, Gozer Gzeira Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayma. It's unbelievable. If a person is shomer Shabbos k'ra'ui, not only if all of Klai Yisrael kept one Shabbos k'ra'ui when Mashiach come, but on an individual level, on the time that you guard the Sabbath like you're supposed to, gozer gzeira. Usually we say, tzadik gozer akos baruch mekayim. Usually we have a principle that when a righteous person makes a gzeira, so to speak, akos baruch will keep it. Akos baruch will be forced, so to speak, kaviyachol, to listen to the gzeira of the righteous person. Tzadik gozer akos baruch mekayim. I remember that when Rav Shimshon Pinchas, Zecher Tzadik Kol Shivracha, was killed in a horrific tragedy, Erev Pasach, that's be close to 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and he was a tremendous tzaddik, the Rav of Ofakim, but he traveled all over the world to the Mechazik, his fellow Jews. Many of his svarim and his teachings have been published posthumously after his death. A tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Adam Gadol Tamei Chacham, Mashpia B'Yisrael Rav. But I remember after he was horrifically in a horrific accident, car crash, him, his wife, his rabbitin, and their 18-year-old daughter were killed Erev Pasach. I remember something his son said. His son said, I remember reading it, one of the Hespedim. His son said that his Kosh Baruch Hu did not give his father time to daven. He took him right away. Because he says, my father's tefillos were so powerful that if my father would have davened, Hashem would have had to rescind the gzeira. But he said it was my father's time, my father, my mother, he said his father, his mother, his sister, his 18-year-old sister, Chamanat's son, they were all killed. And so his son said, why couldn't Hashem, why didn't my father have time to daven? Because the power of my father's tefillos were so much that Hashem would have had to rescind the gezerah. So usually when it comes to tzaddik, Hashem listens to what they decree. If you keep Shabbos, it doesn't say if you're tzaddik and you keep Shabbos, you make a gezerah, Hashem will keep it. Regular person, this is just talking to Amonam, Be'esha Adam. It doesn't say Be'esha Gadol Shomer Shabbos. It doesn't say Be'esha Tzadik Shomer Shabbos. It doesn't say Be'esha Rashke Bahag, the Rosh Kol B'nei Agol Shomer Shabbos. A regular Joe Shmo, a regular Yid, a regular person who keeps Shabbos like he's supposed to, goes your Gzeira, you could make a decree, Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayme. We all know people waiting for Refuos. People waiting for Shaduchim, people waiting for Parnasa, people waiting for Menuchas HaNefesh, Nachas Mibanim. A regular person, keep Shabbos appropriately. You can make a gzeira, and Kosh Baruch Hu will uphold it. Now, it's not easy to keep Shabbos k'ra'oi. There are many halachos, there are many shailos, there are many things that we do that maybe we're not supposed to be doing, and many things we don't do that we're supposed to be doing, and you need to seek Das Torah. And you have a shaila, and don't be afraid to ask her. Ask the Rav if you're not sure, is this allowed, this not allowed. You know, I had a cut on my finger before Shavuos. I don't know, sometimes I find I cut my fingers a lot between working in the kitchen, opening packages, whatever. Okay, Baruch Hashem, it should be the worst thing. So I had a cut, it was really hurting me because a piece of the skin, sorry, not to TMI, but it wasn't just a cut. The top layer of skin came off. Sorry. Okay. So it was hurting me. So we were away for Shavuos on the YRE Shavuos Yarchei Kala program. And I put on the Band-Aid before Shabbos, and I put on Shabbos, this year was Shabbos, followed by 2 days of Yontif. And I put on the Band-Aid before Shabbos, and you know, how long does the Band-Aid really last? And it was hurting me. So Shabbos afternoon already, the Band-Aid was, not fresh anymore. It wasn't just almost going to be falling off. So I went over to the Rosh Yeshiva of Hershel Shechter Shlita, and I said, what are you supposed to do but a Band-Aid on Shabbos? So he was in between Shiurim, so he said, you're not supposed to change it. So he says, what will happen if you don't have a Band-Aid? Will it become infected? Because I guess then it's a different shayla, right? And you're not talking about a chol sheish bo sakana, and everyone should ask their own shayla. I'm just telling you an experience that happened with me. The point is that a person has to know how to keep Shabbos properly. It's not so simple to say, if all of Israel kept Shabbos properly. You have to know what it means to keep Shabbos properly. So I said to Rav Hershel Shechter Shlita, you know, I have a Band-Aid, am I allowed to change it on Shabbos? So he said, you're not supposed to. So he said, what will happen if you don't change it? Will it become infected? I guess, obviously, then it's a different shayla. So I said, no, it won't become infected, but it hurts. It was really hurting. You know, sometimes you have a small cut, the top layer was off, it was hurting. So he just shrugged his shoulders, like, okay, if you can't, you can't. So I couldn't. You have to deal with the pain. Everyone could ask their own shayla. I obviously was not a chol sheish b'shtakana, Baruch Hashem. I did not need to lay down from the pain. It was hurting. Okay, so I'm turning and turning. You have to know how to keep Shabbos in order to be that person. Sha'adam Shomer So Shabbos goes there Gzer, because Baruch Hu Mekayma. Furthermore, I asked him, how am I supposed to wash, interestingly, when you're wearing a bandit? And this is a shayla that was probably relevant to us many times. How are you supposed to wash? So he said that you either can ask a glove, ask the kitchen staff for a glove, put a glove on your hand, then you don't wash that hand. So then I said, then I can't eat with that hand. So you have to leave the glove on, or lift up the finger and like don't wash over the band-aid, which indicates if you're washing over the band-aid, I guess it indicates that you don't really need the band-aid. You ask your own shayla. My only point in bringing this up is an example of it's not easy, I'm putting that in quotes, to say Be'esh Adam Shomer Shabbos. You have to know what it means to be Shomer Shabbos. There are many shaylas that come up. This is just an example that we might not even realize a shayla. But if we are able to be Shomer Shabbos Kara'oi, even one day, you saw the lashon of the Medrash, Beferush, Medrash says it clearly at the beginning of the Siman, and that is the whole premise of this piece of the Medrash that we are going through. Again, we're Medrash Mos Rabbah, Parsha Chav Hei, Siman Yerbis. Okay? And now we're learning how important Shabbos is. We had a quote from Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And how great is it? Be'esh Adam Shomer, so Shabbos goes there, Gzeira, Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayma. But you have to really know what it means to be Shomer Shabbos. So an example of a Shaila that I just asked Rosh Shiva. And so you have to be careful. You have to know what it means to be Shomer Shabbos. A lot of probably things that we do on Shabbos, we don't even realize if we are or not allowed to do them. So you have to be cognizant of asking Das Torah and asking your Rav. But once we keep Shabbos Kira'ui, you can make a Gzeira and a Kosh Baruch Hu uphold it, which is Gevalda, because we're not Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Echotzal V'Kodesh L'Vracha. He makes a Gzeira, Kosh Baruch Hu upheld it. So his son said, Hashem took him right away. He didn't even want to give him time to daven, or Hashem would have been forced to rescind the decree. But a simple person who knows how to keep Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uphold what you say. It's unbelievable. Shanema, like the Pasuk says, Im Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha. I want to make sure I explain this properly to you. One second, please. If you restrain your foot because it is the Shabbos. Actually, I'll show you the whole Pasuk. I'm going to put you up here. You should see it here. Yeshayahu Nun Chesed Gimel on this side of the screen. Okay. Here we go. Im Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha. If you restrain your foot because it is the Shabbos. Asos chafatzecha biyam kachi. Refrain from accomplishing your own needs on my holy day. The karasal Shabbos oneg, and you declare Shabbos a delight. Likdosh Hashem for the holiness of God. Mechubad, those who honor Shabbos. Vichibadato me'asos drachacha, and you honor Shabbos from not doing your path. So this pasuk is telling you, if you cease from doing your footwork, okay, because of the Shabbos, from doing your desires on my holy day, and you call Shabbos a delight for the holy ones of God who honor it, and they honor Shabbos me'asus drachacha from doing your needs. You don't go on your way on Shabbos, you go on God's way on Shabbos. Mimto chavtecha v'dabar davar. From they, how does it, I'm not translating it nicely, not nicely, not smoothly. You honor it by not engaging in your own affairs. That's a much better translation than what Michal Haaretz was saying. V'chibadato me'asos drachacha, mimtzocha v'tzacha. You honor it by not engaging in your own affairs, from not seeking your own needs, v'daber davar, and you don't speak about forbidden topics. And what does it say right after that? Az tisanag al Hashem. Then you will have delight in Hashem. So therefore, oh, I didn't mean to do that. Okay, so these two psukim from Yeshayahu teach us, Nun Ches, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, that if you cease from doing your work, engaging in your needs, fulfilling your mundane needs on Shabbos, Az Tisanag Al Hashem, then you will have delight on Hashem. What happened to the Medrash here? Here it is. Okay, going back to the Medrash, let's finish this piece. Velo Od, and not only that, Velo Od, here I am. Elokom mashata ocha b'olam haza enu elamina peros. Aval hakeren kayemus dechal olam haba. Not only that, and here we're talking about again specifically Shabbos. Anything that a person eats in this world is only the fruit, but the primary reward. The think of it like a tree. The root, the main part of the tree, what holds up the tree is the roots of the tree, the bark of the tree. The fruits are the offshoots of that. In this world, you eat the fruits, but in the next world, you will be rooted in the next world. You will be rooted in the deepest place of basking in the glory of the Shekhinah. The greatest reward is in the next world for all your efforts in this world. V'lo, or not only that, al kol ma she'atocha ba'olam hasa, anything you eat in this world. And the Medrash Art School elucidated, clarifies, we're talking specifically about a reward for Sabbath observance, is the dividend of the investment. The principle remains intact in the next world. And the footnote is very helpful here. As with a profitable investment, you will receive constant dividends, the fruits that do not diminish from the principal amount invested. So I thought that was a very good way of understanding. If you make an investment, okay, you invest, I don't know, $10,000. Some people invest $5,000, $10,000, $100,000, a million, however much you invest. You make your investment. You get the dividends. Let's say every month you get a check. You get the dividends from that. But you didn't lose on the primary investment. So you are reaping the benefits, but the primary benefit is from the investment that remains for you. And you will get that back. And that's what's going to happen. Be'ezrat Hashem and Olam Haba. So here you're hopping a few fruits. You're being rewarded, but the ultimate reward for keeping Shabbos is being saved for you for the Olam Ha'emes. Again, as with a profitable investment, you will receive constant dividends. Those are the payros that do not diminish from the principal amount invested. The payros are the benefits that the Keren Kayamas is La'olam Haba, and that is referring to Shmiras Shabbos, says the Medrash. Shanamar, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, and this is the last line of the Medrash, V'ha'achil techa nachas Yaakov avicha kipi Hashem diber. The Pasuk says, I will provide for you the heritage of your forefather Yaakov, for the mouth of Hashem has spoken. So here we have a beautiful Medrash that teaches us the absolute fundamental importance of keeping Shabbos appropriately, even for one day ben David Rabbah. Just let's recap in 1 minute quickly. Why? Because if a person keeps Shabbos kara'ui, it's like he kept all the mitzvahs in the Torah. You can never keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but there's a way to keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah by keeping Shabbos. Kosh Baruch Hu says to Israel, I have assigned the kates. I know when Mashiach is going to come. There's a time for the geula. Whether you do teshuva or don't do teshuva, Mashiach is going to come in this time. However, if you do teshuva by keeping Shabbos for one day, then she will come, then Mashiach and the geula will come earlier. Like the Pasuk says, Hayom, if you keep this day of Shabbos, in Bekol Tishvu, then Mashiach will come. And then we find that just like Mashiach will come for keeping all the mitzvahs, so too it will come, Al Shmiras Yom Echad Shal Shabbos, Ben David Ba'al, Lefisha Shabbos, Shkula Keneged, Kol HaMitzvahs. Then we get a proof from Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And then Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, if you are Zochet to guard the Sabbath, I consider like you kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah. We explained it as per the Chiddush of Rabbi Zevlech, Zochet does not only mean meritorious, Zach means pure. So keeping one Shabbos purifies us. If Israel is lezako lishmar sa Shabbos, keeping even one Shabbos purifies us. Shana Zayis Zach. If we're purified by keeping one Shabbos, of course, Ben David Rabbah. On the other hand, Imchilaltam also, if you profane even one Shabbos, and also from Rabbi Zevlev, this comes from two totally different shirim, and I heard him say a number of years ago, Mechalal Shabbat. So he was talking about the word halal. He was not even talking about Shabbos. But he said that it means profane, but it also means hollow. A chalil is called a flute because it is a hollow instrument. If we hollow out Shabbos, Rachman Alatzan, then it's the opposite of purifying. It's the opposite of lezakos. Mechal Shabbos, you make it just like a weekday. It's no different than Sunday. So if you go to the beach on Sunday, you go to the beach on Shabbos. If you drive your car on Sunday, you drive your car on Shabbos. If you check the internet on Sunday, you check the internet. If you make Shabbos like a weekday by being mechal, you are hollowing it out. And then it's like you are mechal all the mitzvos of the Torah. Furthermore, the Medrash says, if a Adam, it doesn't say tzaddik, it doesn't say Rash Kebahag, it doesn't say the Gadol Dor, it doesn't say Sar Torah. It says when an Adam is Shomer Shabbos, regular person, but you have to know what it means to be Shomer Shabbos. You have to ask Shailas. You have to know if it's appropriate. Am I allowed to put on a band-aid? Am I not allowed to put on a band-aid? Will it just hurt you? Or it will become infected. It's a different Shaila. You got to know what it means to be Shomer Shabbos. That if you know what it means to be Shomer Shabbos, you can actually be Gozer Gzeir, Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And furthermore, we know that if we desist from work on Shabbos to do the Ratz on Hashem, we will delight on Hashem, and the principal investment is set aside for us in the next world. Oh, not in this world. I just stopped screen sharing by accident, because what I wanted to do now was actually go to the other, I'm coming back to you, because we're going to screen share now, interestingly, and then, okay. So this whole shiur, if you missed the beginning, there are more people here than there were in the beginning, please go on to YU Torah and listen to the beginning. The whole reason I prepared this shiur is because last time we had a Machoka Shehi L'Shem Shemayim. Is it two Shabbosos that we keep Kira'oi and Ben David will come, or is it one Shabbos? So the Shaila came up to in the middle of Shir, and like I mentioned, that the hostess and sponsor direct messaged me. She said, isn't it, if we keep on Shabbos, two Shabbosos, Mashiach will come. We were talking about the Shabbos being doubled. So I replied back, and I said it. You could hear it on my Twitter. I said, I think it's one Shabbos. And then I thanked the many online listeners who reached out to me with different sources that they came across. So I decided to look into it more deeply and prepare a Shir to resolve this conflict. Is it two Shabbosos or is it one? So the answer is because there's a source that it's one Shabbos, and we just went through the whole Medrash very much in depth. I encourage you to go back and listen to the beginning of this year, and the whole Medrash that we just went through, Medrash Shmos Rabbah, Chav Hei Yud Beis, teaches that it is one Shabbos. You keep one Shabbos, just like the famous song. Was it Avram Fried or Mordechai Ben David? I think Avram Fried. Just one Shabbos and I'll be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. We'll sing and dance to the sky. Let our spirits soar high. We'll show them all it's true. Let them come and join us too. Just one Shabbos. So we just did a Medrash that teaches in depth, not only that if we keep one Shabbos, it's like we keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but the power of keeping one Shabbos. It's an unbelievable Medrash in terms of the importance of Shmir Shabbos. But now, before we conclude, I'm going to go to a different source, which teaches something else. And so is it one or is it two? Different sources. Now let's go back to screen share. Here we go. Okay, so you should be able to see now that, can you see that I'm in Meshach HaShabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis? Yes, thank you very much. Okay, so let's go. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So we're Meshach HaShabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says, and by the way, I again, just like I prepared that from Medrash Rabba, I prepared this from the actual Gemara, but for purposes of screen sharing, it is easier for me to just put it on the screen for you over here. Okay? But I have the article Gemara here, which I use for myself to help me. Okay, so let's see. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav. What do they say? El male sham yisol Shabbos Rishona. If the Jewish people had only observed the first Shabbos, lo shalta bahen uma v'lashon. No nation, and no tongue. Meaning, we're talking about any nation would not have been able to attack us. So this makes it sound like it's only one Shabbos. If he would have kept just one Shabbos in the desert, then Mashiach would have come because no nation would have been able to attack us. No nation, no language would have been able to dominate over us if we would have even kept one Shabbos. When the man fell down for the first time in Bashach, Perek Tetzayim, people went out to gather. Moshe told them, don't go out and gather on Shabbos. And it says right after, Parak Zion, and Amalek came and fought with Israel. So the first teaching in the Gemara here seems to indicate if we would keep one Shabbos, the Umas Olam would not be able to rule over us. If they can't rule over us, we'll be in a state of Geula. However, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Il Mali Misham Nisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kehochasan Miyad Nigalim. Whoops, I did not want to do all this. I just want to highlight the source for you here. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kufir Chasamud Beis, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, if Israel would keep two Shabbosos appropriately, if we would guard two Sabbaths, Kara'ui, Kehochasan, can I put in a band-aid, Rosh Shiva, or can I not put in a band-aid? Is it going to become infected, or what will happen? It'll hurt. No, you can't put on a band-aid. Okay? El Mali Misham Nisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kehochasan. Know the halacha. Know what you're supposed to keep. If Israel would only keep two Sabbaths Kehochasan. Now this here, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is teaching us two Shabbosos. Miyad Negalim. Immediately they would be redeemed. So is it one or is it two? So the Gemara in Shabbos Kufiyot Chasam Abbey says it's two. According to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Medrash Rabbah says it's one. Shanemar ko amar Hashem l'sarasi m'asher yishmu eshab sosai. What's the proof? Because the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, which you see on the other side of the screen, so says Hashem to the chamberlains who guard Shabsosai, plural. And right after that, it says, Vahavi osim alhar kodshi v'simachtem beveis tfilasi. I'm trying to just highlight that. Okay. Since the Pasuk says, Hashem says to the chamberlains, Asher Yishmu es Shabsosai, plural indicating two Shabbosos. So God says to his servants who keep two Shabbosos. And right after that, it says, Vahavi Osim El Har Kodshi. You see the pasuk right here on this side of the screen. V'simachtem beveis tfilasi. All beautiful. All the same, v'zivchem l'ratzon ha'mizbechi, ki beisi beis tefila yikara l'chol ha'amim. Since the pasuk says, if you keep Shabbosai, plural, two Shabbosos, and then the pasuk says, we're in Yeshayahu 56, you see it on the screen, v'aviosim el har kodshi, I'll bring them to my holy mountain. I will make them rejoice in my house of prayer. I will accept in appeasement on my altar their sacrifices. My house is a house of prayer to be called for all the nations. What does it depend on? It depends on im yishmu ashab sosai, if they guard two Sabbaths. So is it one or is it two? Amaisa, let's at least get one right. Let's at least start with all of Israel keeps one Shabbos kara'ui. It's not an easy feat. And we have to know the halachos, and we have to ask Das Torah. We have to have the halacha of Shabbos and the spirit of Shabbos. You have to have the chovos ha'evarim of Shabbos and the chovos ha'levavos of Shabbos. But clearly, if we keep one, if we keep two, at least one, we're in Medrash Rabbah, Shmos Rabbah, Chafeir Beis, we're in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufir Ches Amar Beis. Each source teaches us a slightly different teaching. The one thing I was thinking about, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I was thinking of something interesting. I don't know, it just came to mind when I was preparing it. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches if we keep two Shabbosos Kira'ui, Miyad Nigalin, because remember, when he came out of the cave in Masecha Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, and he saw the man, the old man, running with two twigs, one for Zachar, one for Shamar, then he said, wow, how beautiful are the mitzvahs to Israel, and he had Yishuv Hadas. So perhaps from there we could say, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says about the importance of two Shabbosos. The man is carrying two twigs. There's two different aspects of Shabbos. There's the Shamar aspect, there's the Zachar aspect. If we focus each Shabbos on these different aspects, we come to two Shabbos Kareui. So that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Miyad Negalin. So I hope that this year brought some clarity. So a question that came up last time, I thank again all the online listeners who reached out to me. I saw this source, I saw that source. I said, I'm going to look into it in depth and try and bring some clarity. But Lamaisa, we see how unbelievably foundationally important Shabbos is to the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. Whether it's two Shabbosos Kroi Miyad Negalin or Hayom in Bikol Tishmu, one when we keep Shabbos properly, undeniably from everything we have delved into today, Shabbos kept properly has the power to purify us, Lazakos, has the power to redeem us, and has the power to shape our destiny. I thank our sponsor so much. I thank you all for joining, share, and learning with me. If you missed the beginning, please go online and listen. Kol Tov, Shabbat Shalom, have a wonderful Shabbos to all. Thank you so much, everybody.